I'm pleased to say Alex Avery has joined me, whose new invention, the Full Stop Bowl, has been a huge success. And anyone that struggled with her weight will want to know why. So good afternoon, Alex. Thank you for coming in. And tell me, first of all, how has it worked for you?
Well, I am a classic yo-yo dieter. And one of my big problems was losing the weight, which I could do on a diet very well. But over the year, I'd go on a diet in January and February, lose lots of weight. And then over the year, it would just creep back up again.
Like so many women.
Constant cycle of losing the same weight every year.
Yeah.
And one year I thought, I just can't do this anymore. So I got on another crazy diet. Don't know what it was that time. The caveman diet. Just meat.
Tell me about some of the diets you've been on, because it's quite amusing.
I have been on all of them. When people say they've been on all the diets, I have been on all the diets. From the age of 13 to 49, the Cambridge diet. I've juiced things, blended things, squashed things. I've ate just purple things on a Wednesday. I've had Atkins, the F-plan diet. Jenny Craig. I mean, yeah, everything you could think of, all of those diets.
Yeah.
And they all, I'm not going to say they don't work, because you can lose weight on a diet, that's fine. But can you keep it off?
Yes.
And I think that's the real problem, is the keeping it off, isn't it, after you've lost that stone or so. And for me, it just would creep up again over the year, and then I'd be back to another diet. So I did this last diet, and I got some weight off, and I thought, okay, what am I going to do now? So I had some hypnotherapy. I thought, I'll try that. I'll try anything.
Yes.
So I did a bit of that. And they came away from those meetings with the fact that your tummy is quite, it's only the size of an orange. It's, you know, a large
really?
Orange. That's all you need. You don't need much.
Oh, my goodness.
And so this was like, oh, goodness, this is
I was under the illusion. Mine was the size of a large melon.
Vast. I'm the greediest person you'll come across. And the hypnotherapy, they didn't tell me what to eat. They didn't say you need to eat kale and chickpeas for the rest of your life. They said it's not so much what you eat, it's how much of it you eat.
Yes.
So I came home and I thought about this, and I got my orange and I cut it up and I measured things and I held things and I put things in cups and all sorts of things like that to try and get the right volume. And I thought, I can't eat stuff out of a cup. That's daft, you know, and I've got a family and I cook for them. And
that's the thing, isn't it?
Eat what they eat,
exactly.
Like normal people do. So I am, you know, and I got this cup, and I thought, and I'm a designer anyway by trade, so I wanted something that reminded me of my stomach all the time. So that's how I came up with the drawing and the bowl, which is in the sort of shape of your tummy.
But
so
it's,
you,
it
you
doesn't
think about your tummy.
You say that, and that sounds disgusting. But it's actually quite a pretty bit morbid, some people might think. No, but it's quite a pretty little bowl.
It's not. Yes, it's not. It's not as horrific as you might think.
No,
it is just a shaped white
bowl,
and it is to remind you of your tummy and the size of your tummy.
It is a bit smaller than I thought.
Yeah, everyone says that, unfortunately. But my bottom is a bit bigger than I thought. So I thought, I really need to, not so much what I eat, but I need to cut down the quantity of it. And that's what that was about. And to stop me continually yo-yo dieting, because, you know, I like the food I cook. I just want to eat normal food.
Yes,
I
know.
And have a takeaway and have a Sunday lunch and all of those things. Eat with my family without overeating.
So what do you do when you go out to eat?
Well, because I've been using this for quite some time, when I go out and I order the food that I want to eat, but I try... And I can't help but think about the size of my bowl when I have the plate of food in front of me. And I think about it and I think, firstly, I shouldn't eat all that. And firstly, I don't want to eat all of that. So I might eat half of it, cut half of it off. I'll give it to my husband, take it home. You know, it does help you think about...
Has your husband put on weight then?
He's massive. No, sadly, he's not. So frustrating. So that's what I try and do when I go out. And eat sensible, make a sensible choice, you know.
Do you think it's partly... You know, I know it's a generational thing. We eat a lot more than our parents, but it's also an American thing because they supersize everything crept over here, hasn't it?
Everything has got bigger, you know, everything has got bigger. I was looking at my grandmother's dinner service the other day, which I have at home, and the plates are small.
The
pudding bowls are tiny. I mean, even the cups and saucers, when they had their tea out of a little cup.
They're so much more
dainty.
And
now you go and get a massive beaker of tea and coffee from your, you know, from the high street.
Yeah.
And it's huge, you know, everything has got bigger and it's time we really... You know, thought about the quantity of food that we
Tell me about the process of getting the bowl made and becoming an entrepreneur, shall we say?
Oh, well, it's all made locally. It's all made in and around Cambridge. I used all people from here that have done things. So I did the drawings, and then I've got it. Then I got a 3D model made of it from a company just in Cambridge.
Because your background 3D design, isn't
My background is design, yes, and three-dimensional design. So So you go through computer programs and you get the models, and then you get and then I got them made, and they're made in Harlow. For you have to make a big tool, and then you print them off that.
Yeah.
In Harlow, that's made. The packaging is made from D.S. Smith, just in Cambridge, and so it is all made locally. Because essentially, I'm quite lazy and I couldn't be bothered to go very far. But there's great resources.
Good to support local
businesses.
There's
great resources in Cambridge for everything like that. I mean, it is really. Really good.
Is it expensive to start up a venture like that?
It is expensive, yes. It is expensive. And, you know, I funded it myself, so it's quite... you know, so I want to make it work. I want to make it happen. And,
yeah.
And it is difficult. It's not easy, I have
to say. Where do you go from here? I mean, I suppose the obvious route is sort of like health spas and see if, you know... There's a lot of restaurants doing more healthy eating now, aren't
they?
They
are, yes. They are doing that. It's just as... And a quantity size as well. It's not so much healthy, but you know, what you should eat.
Yeah.
Because it's very difficult to stay on those diets and, you know, buy that fancy food and all that kind of things. So I'd like people to just eat their normal.
I was going to say because diets are so expensive.
It's incredibly expensive. I mean, if you've ever bought a juicer, you'll know that it's quite expensive. And you know, they want you to eat quite nice things like, you know, meat and steak and
well, when I was talking earlier with Lee Chambers, about who my guest was, and she was sitting with a huge thing of juice, and she said it was kale and banana and mango and raspberry.
Well,
it's
hugely expensive.
It's expensive. Yeah. It also sounded yuck.
It doesn't look great. Kale doesn't look great when it's not mushed up. But when it is mushed up, it doesn't look so great. But yeah, all those diets they're lovely, but they're incredibly expensive. And I cook for my family, you know. I can't serve them beans on toast and then tuck into a fillet steak as much as I might like to. But it's just not sustainable, that sort of.
No.
For me, I didn't find that sustainable for the way I live, you know.
So if anyone wants to get in touch or anyone wants to obtain the bowl, how do they go about it?
By the website. Onto the website, Full Stop Bowl. If you put in Full Stop Bowl, it will come up there. All available on the website, and I package them up at home and send them off.
That's great. Alex, thank you for coming in this afternoon and talking to us.
Thank you.